Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. I'm your host, Erica Sococcio, coming to you from Little Rhode Island. Yep, that little teeny state that we have in the U.S. It is cold and raining here today. I am sick of talking about the rain and the cold, but I guess on a positive note, the rain does wash away all of the dirt and dust and sand and salt from the winter and makes room for new, beautiful things to grow and bloom. And so hopefully today's podcast will do that for you. We are talking about leadership this week, and if you didn't get a chance to check out yesterday's episode, I would recommend that you do that. We talk about 20 essential attributes that you need to have, or skill sets you need to have to be a great leader. And today we're going to dig a little bit more into the top mistakes that most leaders make when running a child care program. But before we do that, I like to stop my episodes with just a little thanks, because I am so grateful for all that our listening community has done for me and supporting me and our show. And I have to say thank you to Providence, Rhode Island. Now, that shouldn't be that mind-altering that one of the largest states that listens to me is mine, but specifically Providence, Rhode Island. You really have supported my channel so, so very much, and I wanted to say thank you. I also would like to say thank you to our listeners in Wisconsin, Ohio, Montana, Indiana, and North Carolina. And if that's you, again, thank you so much. And I love all of our listeners from everywhere, and I try to just make sure that I reach out to those that really are supporting me. I'd also like to say thank you so much to Sydney, from New South Wales. You guys also are following us with huge numbers, and I love that. So thank you so very, very much, Australia. I love that you love ECE as much as I do. So thank you, thank you. So let's get into it. So, you know, running a child care center is super hard. Like, let's tell the truth. I mean, yes, it's rewarding. And yes, it's, you know, a job like no other, or a career like no other, and a passion like no other. But running a successful childcare program, it does require strong leadership, exceptional communication, and a deep understanding of child development. And even the best leaders can make mistakes. I know I've certainly made plenty. But I wanted to talk about the top biggest mistakes that leaders make when they're running a child care program, and a few strategies on how you can avoid them. The first, of course, you know, if you listen to my show a lot, you're going to know, I'm going to say lack of communication or lack of transparency. You know, failing to communicate clearly with parents, with staff, and children can lead to misunderstandings and dissatisfaction. Some ways to avoid having that issue in your program is to, one, hold regular team meetings and discuss updates and address concerns promptly. And not only your team meetings, but also having frequent parent meetings. And maybe they're done quarterly, but it can really help you keep your finger on the pulse of how parents are feeling about the way things are going. Also, maintaining open lines of communication with parents through emails, newsletters, and parent-teacher conferences. And make sure that you're giving your team that time that they need outside of the classroom to have parent-teacher conferences on a regular basis. And then use simple and age-appropriate language when communicating with children, of course. You want to be patient and empathetic. So those are a couple tips that you really need to think about when it comes to, number one, that lack of communication and transparency. Number two, biggest mistake is insufficient staff training and development. Like, honestly, neglecting staff training can result in inconsistent care and missed opportunities for staff growth. And your top people want to grow. And if they become stagnant in your program, they are going to leave. And they're not leaving because of the money. They're not leaving because because, you know, they got a better job opportunity. Most of the times that staff are not happy with where they're at is because they feel like they are not valued, they are not part of what's going on, they're not part of the bigger picture, or they feel like they have just like stopped growing at your program and there's nothing left for them to look forward to. So let's figure out, how do we avoid that? Well, you want to make sure that you're providing regular training sessions on child development, safety protocols, teaching methods, the business end of the center, teaching them how to do enrollments, all the things that are necessary to run your program, but that your team can really help you with. You know, we talk about delegating, but you can't delegate to someone who isn't trained. So you have to delegate, but you have to train them first. Also encourage your staff to attend workshops and conferences to stay up to date on industry trends. And let's face it, there's a lot of things changing. So there is a lot of new training that needs to take in place. If you're considering becoming part of a universal pre-K model or working with stronger relationships with the school department in your city, town, state, that is something that you'll need to do there for your staff. And then offering mentorship programs to support newer staff members. And then that really works great for both, because it really helps your seasoned staff have a sense of purpose, again, being part of the bigger picture. And then it allows new staff members to feel like acclimated and feel like they are part of the group when you team them up with the mentor in your program. The third biggest mistake that child care owners or directors make is inadequate staffing and ratios. Understaffing or failing to maintain appropriate staff-to-child ratios can compromise the quality of care, not to mention your license. So make sure that you are staffed accordingly. So if you have a big team, you already know that you probably need, when we say big, I guess that word is relative, but you know that you should probably have at least one sub at a minimum for every 10 employees you have. At a minimum, I would say even honestly, one to five. So if you have 10 staff, you should have two staff as subs, right? Or a floater that you have that comes in every day just to give teachers a break to be able to do lesson planning or what any other tasks that they need to do. You should really have a couple extra folks. And some tips that you could do is monitor staff schedules and workloads to ensure that there's adequate coverage. Sometimes that changes too as you enroll new families. I have found I had to tweak schedules a couple times. Last year, we were really heavy in the morning and the infant and toddlers would come in pretty early. We were pretty busy by like 7:30 in the morning. And then this year, we have found our families that are coming in a little later, but they're also staying later. So that means I had to tweak the schedules a little bit for the staffing and reconsider how to make the most of the staffing we had. Because, you know, there's not really a plethora of staff just waiting by the sidelines. Unfortunately, I wish there was, but there's just not millions and millions of people coming into our field, which I wish we could all advocate and figure out how to change that. But for now, you also have to plan for unexpected absences and having an on-call list of staff substitutes. You have to have it. It's a requirement. And of course, regular review of staff to child ratios to make sure that you're meeting legal requirements and best practices. So again, you should really be using some type of a system that helps you track the time that your children are coming in and the time that they're leaving. And then also when families say that they are going to come in, I don't know, I'm going to make this up, 7:30 to 3:30, but you notice that child is staying till 5 every day, you might want to have another conversation with that parent just to make sure that is that going to stay consistently like that. Some programs charge additional fees if there's additional time on. We don't, but some programs do, which is totally fine. But you need to know if that's going to be a consistent change. And if it is, you're going to have to make the staffing adjustments to make sure that the room is covered and stays in ratio. The fourth biggest mistake that directors make is poor time management and organization. Lack of organization can lead to missed deadlines, disorganization, and decreased productivity. I also think what I have seen, unfortunately, is when you don't have a plan, the day just happens. So it just kind of happens to you and you're just kind of floating around room to room and putting out fires and not really getting, I don't want to say not getting anything done, but not getting anything done in a way that helps enhance the quality of your program or helps retain your teachers or families, right? If you're just doing fire type of things without being proactive, I guess, because we tend to all be reactive, but being proactive. I want to spend my time where I'm being proactive. So some things that you can do is use scheduling tools and calendars to manage your tasks and deadlines. You can create a daily routine and structure to maintain order and predictability. And you can delegate tasks to appropriate staff members to avoid burnout. But again, you can't do that without training them. And I think that when we think about avoiding burnout, that means you too. Number five, biggest mistake, is neglecting child safety and well-being. Overlooking safety measures and not prioritizing children's well-being can result in accidents and harm. And a lot of times, these accidents are not really accidents if they could have been prevented. So making sure you have regular safety inspections and implement necessary measures, making sure that you train your staff on safety protocols and emergency procedures. And then, of course, fostering an environment of open communication where safety concerns can be reported and addressed immediately. Number six, biggest mistake, is ignoring parent feedbacks and concerns. Failing to listen to parents' concerns and feedback can damage trust and relationships. So create avenues for parents to share feedback, such as surveys or suggestion boxes. Make sure that you are responding promptly and respectfully to parents' concerns, and keep parents informed about their child's progress and any changes in the program. Number seven, biggest mistake, is lack of vision and planning. Failing to establish a clear vision and long-term plan for your childcare program can lead to stagnation and inefficiency. And I can tell you, I hate when the vision is just not there. So make sure you develop a clear mission and vision statement for the program, set specific measurable goals and objectives for the team, and regularly review and update plans to adapt to changes and challenges. People have to know the vision in order to find it and follow it and do everything that's necessary. And if you're not leading with the vision and you're not articulating it, it's nothing's going to happen. Nothing good anyway. Number eight is that failure to adapt to change. This is a huge mistake. Resisting to change or failing to adapt to new circumstances can hinder the growth and success of your program. So what you want to do as a strategy is stay informed about industry trends and changes in regulations. And a lot of times you'll know about the changes and regulations well in advance. You want to foster a culture of continuous improvement and innovation. You don't have to wait for someone else to say, gee, you know, this is a great idea. Also encourage feedback from staff and parents to identify your areas for change and growth. And don't be afraid of that. I found like that is one of the areas that really helps build that trust with your customers. The number ninth biggest mistake is ignoring diversity and inclusion. Overlooking the importance of diversity and inclusion can create an unwelcoming environment and limit children's experiences. So you want to make sure that you promote diversity and inclusion in the hiring process and staff training. You also want to incorporate multicultural activities and materials into your classroom. And you want to encourage staff to celebrate and respect the cultural backgrounds of the children and families in your program and also in your community. And then number 10, and I am so guilty, number 10, the biggest mistake that leadership and early childhood makes is not prioritizing self-care and staff well-being. Neglecting personal well-being and the well-being of the staff can lead to burnout and decreased morale. That's it, period. You need to prioritize self-care and encourage the staff to do the same. You're the leader. They are looking to you. If you come in every day and you don't have your lunch packed and you're not drinking water and you're not sleeping and you're just all the things that are just not great, they're gonna be like, you don't care, why should we care, right? You have to make sure that you are setting them up for success. So I know we love to feed the teachers, right? Do not fill that staff room with donuts and junk. Put out some fresh fruit, put out some, you know, water, some tea, some things that will help encourage that work-life balance, and offer resources and support for stress management because your staff need it. You need it, right? This is a stressful job, but one that requires us to have a sound mind and body to be able to make important decisions that sometimes are a matter of life or death, to be quite honest, right? So create a supportive work environment where the staff feel valued and appreciated. So those are common mistakes that, you know, strong leaders understand that they have to be proactive, they have to plan, they have to be committed to continuous improvement. By learning from these potential pitfalls, childcare program leaders can create a safe and nurturing and successful environment for both the children and the staff. Before we tune out today, I have a couple of things I want to ask. First, I would love for you to head on over to Facebook, Child Care Director's Chair Podcast, and let me know a topic that you would love for us to talk about. We are planning our May episodes, and I really want to know, what do you guys want to hear from us? So hop on over and let us know, you know, in the post, Erica, here's what we would love for you to talk about. That would be first. I want to engage with you. You guys are so important to me. That's why I come on here every day, just to make sure that I can give you the best of what I got and answer the questions that you have. So that's number one, important. Let's engage. Number two, I would love if you could help me with my Instagram. I am working on getting my account up. I would like to hit 1,000 followers, which is not a huge goal. I think I'm at like 400, but I'm fairly new to the platform and I would really love your support. It costs you nothing but a couple seconds of your time to go on over. We are at @RI_childcare_DC. Again, that's @RI_childcare_DC. It would make a world of difference to me. I would love to interact with you. I'd love to see what you're doing in your programs. So I will be happy to follow you back. But really, I am working with some folks on a national and international level at this point. And, you know, I'd like to make sure that my social media looks good. So I need your help with that because I'm a busy lady like the rest of you, and running 3 childcare centers and recording podcasts every day and then having a family, you know, 2 children and a husband, and then of course managing self-care as well. I don't have a whole lot of time to be on social media doing all the, you know, follow me here, there and everywhere. So I would appreciate it if you had a minute of your time. And again, remember, it is the small details that make a big difference in the success of your child care program. So that's it for today. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.